Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your words and know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills, that we may serve you now and always. Amen. Go and do likewise. Have you ever noticed how the things that seem to be simple often turn out to be the most difficult? I find this to be true in today's gospel. Loving our neighbor as ourselves sounds easy enough until we realize that our neighborhood stretches infinitely farther than we originally imagined. Surprisingly, our neighborhood is not defined by any boundaries, nor is the compassion, mercy, and love that God pours out for us all. In this parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus goes beyond explaining who our neighbors are for us to better understand what it should look like to be a good neighbor. He combines a cast of improbable characters and chooses the least likely to enact God's mercy and grace, exemplifying the extraordinary, unconditional love that often appears in the least expected places. A couple of weeks ago, Katie delivered Mr. Rogers to us in her wonderful sermon. At the time, you were probably unaware that there was going to be a summer sermon series on this American icon. So was I. But the Holy Spirit moves in her own way, and so now I too give you Mr. Rogers. I find him to be an excellent example of how God uses the unexpected to share his love in the world. Fred Rogers was an average, quiet, unassuming man who for years invited everyone into his neighborhood by asking, "Won't you be my neighbor?" He was a countercultural role model who believed in and diligently strived to pattern his life after the Christ who loves us just the way we are and calls us to respect the dignity of every human being. Like Jesus, Fred frequently surprised his audience by extending his love, hospitality, and friendship to those that society deemed unworthy. Mr. Rogers reached across racial and social boundaries when he soaked his feet in a small swimming pool with his African-American neighbor to teach us that there is inherent value in each and every one of us. He never evaded difficult topics such as divorce and death in the hopes that his audience could understand that there are times that we need to struggle with tragedy to understand the gravity of love. Fred's legacy is a reminder to us all that we can work to serve the vulnerable wherever we are and in whatever kind of work that we do. As Mr. Rogers always said, there are many ways to say, "I love you." Over 2,000 years ago, God expressed his perfect love for us in a way that the world would have never expected God to do. By recognizing our vulnerability, God was able to identify with us through the incarnate Christ. I do not believe that anyone could have expected that God would reveal his glory by dying on the cross, and even more by demonstrating his power through vulnerability and suffering. But that is exactly what happened. Jesus has patterned for us how to go and do likewise. We must recognize and identify with those who are disenfranchised and suffering around us, like the man lying robbed and beaten on the side of the road. There is no doubt that each of us can recall a time that we suffered and felt abandoned, wishing only for someone or something to show us a little mercy. Is God's mercy not what we are searching for each week when we make our way to the altar, hungry for the life-giving bread that God provides to strengthen us? God's mercy is a gift to us, not because of or in spite of anything. There is no qualifier to God's mercy, and he asks us to love our neighbors the same way. Like the Samaritan, we must find ways to open ourselves up so that we can make room to hold and carry the pain and injustices that our neighbors are experiencing. to inconvenience ourselves and ask, what will happen if we do not help them? In today's social and political climate, it has become common to view anyone who is different as a threat, causing us to self-justify ourselves, just as we saw the lawyer doing in Luke's narrative. Perhaps this is the reason that Jesus chose the Samaritan to play the protagonist in his story, to serve as a reminder to the lawyer and to us that self-justification is no excuse. Once we can justify ourselves, we will struggle to find the presence of God in our neighbors and even more so in our enemies. As Dorothy Day once said, the gospel takes away our right forever to discriminate between the deserving and the undeserving poor. If we fail to recognize, identify with, and show compassion to those whom we do not trust, or those whom we fear, or those whom we simply want to avoid, we run the risk of missing the saving presence of God in our lives and in the world. We can always find God in unexpected places because God comes for everyone. There is not a soul within creation that God's mercy, grace, and redemptive love are unable to reach. Not our neighbors who struggle with homelessness, nor our neighbors fighting addiction. Not our neighbors who are oppressed by poverty, nor our neighbors seeking a safer place to live in this world. Not a single one. When we are moved by compassion and show mercy in the love of Christ, we are taking part in a divine act that allows us to experience a glimpse of what eternal life will look like here and now. In the article, Seven Lessons from Mr. Rogers That Can Help Americans Be Neighbors Again, Shay Tuttle explains it best by saying, when Mr. Rogers called us neighbors, when he hosted us in his own neighborhood for over 30 years, he was calling us gently but firmly out of our structures of power and our silos of sameness into lives of mercy and care for one another. I believe that Jesus too is calling us gently but firmly to leave lives that are moved by compassion and to follow his example of selfless love for all, looking for God in the unexpected. When we seek God only in the safety of our comfortable places, chances are we're going to be disappointed. Mr. Rogers once said, the only thing that ever really changes the world is when someone gets the idea that love can abound and can be shared. Friends, I think it is time for you and me to share in this abounding love and see what we can do to change the world. So I would like to leave you with this question this morning. Won't you be my neighbor? Amen.